I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Bill Courtwright, and I am here with that super millennial, David Barreto, giving us the millennial perspective. How you doing, Big Dave?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Doing good, doing good. I like this topic. This week, our topic is the wonderful mind. And it was kicked off on Sunday on Stress Mastery Weekend Edition with Mark Middlestead on What's on My Mind. On yesterday, Monday, with the Super Millennial, David talked on You Can Have Whatever You Like. Today's Health Huddles, Real Weight Loss, Part 2. We're talking about practices. Tomorrow's Meeting of the Minds, we're going to talk about the craving cage mind. On Connection Thursday, we will have part 2 of the higher stages of human development, moving from stage 4 to stage 5 to stage 6. And in our book study, we will have part 2 of A Happy Pocket Full of Money, David Cameron Gyandi on chapter 18, The Self. This is our part 2 week, David.
Yeah, everything this week is part 2, part 2.
Everything is part 2. It's a weird thing. You got anything for us before we get started?
No, I don't have anything right now, but make sure you stay tuned this week. I will be putting out some more information about the nutrition and wellness Q&A that we are having June 19th at 12 p.m. With Coach Felix, Coach Jason, and myself. So I will have some more information on that later this week, so stay tuned.
Excellent. So let's kick it off. This week, our topic is Wonderful Mind. In today's Health Huddles, we are discussing Real Weight Loss, Part 2, The Practices. In Part 1 of Real Weight Loss last week, we discussed awareness and how we must approach losing weight and gaining optimal health. This must be done in awareness and understanding that our goal is to lose fat. We want to preserve or increase muscle, and we want to take our lifestyle practices into skills where diet, exercise, and personal development become habits. So before we talk about the practices, let us review the awareness that we each must have. Number one, what is your stress responder? You need to know what your stress responder is in order to reset your body. I will be discussing this today. If your body's imbalanced, if your metabolism is shut down, if you do have what we did a show on a few weeks ago, low T3 syndrome, you cannot burn fat. In other words, you can't lose weight. Number two, what is your current BMR? How many calories does your body burn at rest, your basal metabolic rate? To lose weight, we must create a calorie deficit. To create a 500 calorie deficit a day, we'll lose 1 pound of fat a week. 1,000 calorie deficit a day, we'll lose 2 pounds of fat a week. What is your BMR? And what is your intention? Did you take the time to answer the question, what do I want? And then you have to get that clarity and take that want into desire, which is the plan that we're going to be working toward. And then that desire has to go into intention, which we'll talk about next week, in skills. Because this is when you live it out. This is becomes your life. So if you don't have these answers, you can go to www.verywellfit.com. Find out your BMR. If you're in a community, you can ask either Coach Jason or Coach Felix or Coach David. I called you Coach David. I'll call the Super Millennial. You know, you can ask any of them and they will help you. Okay? Number three, did you make a decision how you will do your tracking? If you're not willing to really work on creating this awareness and tracking your food, you're not going to create real weight loss. In other words, you might lose weight, but you won't keep it off. And it's so important because we're looking to create permanent weight loss, permanent health. So Did you decide if you're going to get an app to watch your food or write it in a notebook? It doesn't matter how you track, but you have to track. Did you make a decision on tracking exercise? Are you going to use your Apple Watch, which is incredible for exercise, it really is, or some other way to track heart rate? You must be able to track heart rate. You need a heart rate monitor. And do you have a plan for exercise? I'm going to get deeper into exercise next week when we go into skills, but do you have a plan for your exercise? Also, your water. How are you going to track your water? Are you going to create a daily streak? Do you know how much water you need to take a day? Do you know when your water is done? How will you track setting your day, your Green Focus Power Hour? How will you create a streak? Do you have something for accountability? Are you using the buddy approach? How are you going to track closing the day? How are you going to track your moods, your conflicts, your resolutions? And finally, tracking your sleep. Did you decide to download an app or purchase one of the wearables we talk about, the Aura Ring, the Whoop bracelet, or something that works in that manner? Because without awareness, you will not succeed. The human being is hardwired for behavior, and behavior is dictated by what is held in mind. 95% of your behavior stems from the subconscious mind of the cage minds, which means it's unconscious. So if you haven't had successful weight loss to this point, if you haven't achieved optimal health to this point, if you haven't changed your habits to this point, it's because you haven't changed the programming driving your behavior. The question is, do you have awareness of that behavior? Does that make sense to you, David? Is it too complicated? Do I need to clarify anything?
No, I think you hit it right on the head. I think most people, when I ask them, is like, why didn't this work or why wasn't? Most people can't tell me, or they make a guess. It wasn't for me. It wasn't this. It was, instead of saying, you know, it didn't work because I tracked it so long for this. It's always a guess, or they never go through. Because if you were tracking it, you know what was working and what wasn't working for you, you'd be able to make the changes and actually go through it.
Exactly. You go into neutrality. You're able to be flexible and make the changes. If you track, you will not fail. I'm just going to tell you right now, you won't fail. It's impossible to fail. The only way you fail is to quit. So that's why I just want to be very careful as we start to bring out the new Go Right lifestyle systems, that I don't want to come across like a diet program. I want to give people true solutions that will last. So I'm just going to tell you guys the truth. And if you can't accept the truth, then go try a diet. Go try something else. And if it works for you, wonderful. I am all behind whatever works for you. I can only share my experience, my personal experience. I have worked with probably over 100,000 people, and I know the ones that succeed and the ones that fail. And so that's all I can share with you. Doesn't mean I know everything, because I do not claim to know everything. You agree?
100%.
So let's talk practices. In our practices, there are five core practices. One is your diet. Two is the water. Three is exercise. Four is the refeed cheat day. And five is the Green Focus Power Hour personal development. So when you start and you start to work towards getting your body working properly, it comes down to if you're off, if your metabolism isn't working, if you've gained a lot of weight, if you've been stuck, we need to reset the body. Now, the body is built for survival. Also, remember, the body supports the mind. Tomorrow, I will discuss the craving cage mind and how today we live in a culture that is stuck in the head. We focus on the intellect and ignore the body. And this actually keeps us disconnected from our creation mind, which is our heart. When we are head-based and we are in a head-based culture, we're separated from the heart, and this creates a disconnection of the body. We don't pay attention to the body unless it's in pain, or it begins to hold extra weight, or it just stops working properly and you become fatigued. You don't feel well. If we are stuck in a cage mind, stuck in the head, we are also stuck in the red zone, which means the mind is stressed out. And as the human construct, you have learned the body supports the mind. So if the mind is in that state every cell in the body is in stress and will eventually sever the body's natural stasis process. And this is what gives us the imbalanced health and body. The body has to be given permission to heal from the mind. This is what takes place in the human construct when the alarm system shuts down and the recuperation system is activated. This is the red zone switching over to the green zone. And this is supposed to happen every single night during our natural sleep cycle. When this process of moving into the recuperation system fails, the body's natural communication will begin to fail and we become diseased. Do you understand, Dave?
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's a big thing that most people don't think about. And it's an important one, especially if you're trying to make a change. You need to understand this.
I know we're slowing down and we're taking our time. We're doing a lot of testing with the program to make sure our messaging is right, which means our systems are working. And I will tell you, we in the clinics alone, we had over 30,000 patients. And I have found that in 95% of the cases, there are three conditions in which the body gets diseased. We call these stress responders in our program. So the number one stress responder is the cage rattler. The main dysfunction in the cage rattler is the body is completely stressed out. Now, all three stress responders may have similar characteristics, but each responder also has some very, very specifics that's dialed into the particular responder we're dealing with. For example, the cage rattler and the hormone trap may both have issues with sugar metabolism, yet the cage rattler will have adrenal issues, and this will create a different reset from the hormone trap. So the cage rattler's issue, the cage rattler stress responder issue, is the body's way of handling stress. Now, when this happens, we will see some possible underlying conditions, such as autoimmune disease, thyroid disease. These actually can cause more stress on the body. Now, if the cage rattler doesn't reset the body, we can actually see hormone imbalances start, as the body will get into a state of survival, and the hormones, it's called cortisol steal. So out of vitamin D, we come and we create DHEA, which creates our other hormones. Well, cortisol steal, well, we will see low vitamin D, low DHEA, and these hormones start to affect other hormones because the body is in survival state and it's trying to make more cortisol because it's too stressed out. So then we'll see low progesterone in women, which will cause them to create a hormone imbalance, which will cause anxiety. We'll see low testosterone in men, and we will see low cortisol levels when we do the testing. Now, in the beginning, we might see high cortisol levels. I don't get concerned when high cortisol levels because I can straighten it out very, very fast. Low cortisol levels are a little bit different because that means that the adrenals are tired and fatigued. And so low cortisol levels actually is what leads to depression. It leads to brain fog. It can lead to chronic pain. And eventually, the thyroid will go into low T3 syndrome, which doesn't mean that you have thyroid disease, but your thyroid has shut down your metabolism. And a cage rattler can gain weight all over, dispersed heavily in a midsection, but a cage rattler can also be very skinny. They are skinny fat. That was my daughter, Chelsea. I guess I shouldn't say that online. Okay. But yes, my daughter, Chelsea. She's doing so fantastic right now. I think she's chopping into the community. You can hear her story. But they be a skinny fat, which means they're not burning fat. They're burning muscle. Many have sleep issues, sugar issues, and they heavily crave sweets, but they also will crave salts. Potato chips are the favorite of cage rattlers. So, you know, they like the potato chip. Why? Salt, sweet, carbs. And the reason is when your adrenals are fatigued, it affects a hormone called aldosterone. And this can actually cause low blood pressure. If you get up too fast, you might get lightheaded. Now, I'll speak briefly on the reset. But before I speak on the reset, I want you to understand, no diet works. Each stress responder has an imbalance. The reset is simply reconnecting communication of the body. Then the diet must transition into a lifestyle phase. There is no diet. This is not the diet, people. Even though people will lose weight on it, doesn't matter. It's not the diet. I want you to understand it's a reset, setting you to go into the lifestyle phase of the diet. You have any comment on that before I go on?
No, the only comment that I have for that is, I know a lot of people look at the reset and say, man, you know what? This is more restricted. This doesn't sound like it's something I could do for the rest of my life. That's exactly what you should be thinking as you see that. That's exactly what it should be.
And I want people to understand that. So the reset guidelines for the cage rattler is, one, it's a time-restricted window. And I recommend a six-hour window to eat. And the diet... In the diet, I like the diet focused into three meals in that window. And you must, if you're really going to do this right, you must be aware of calories. There's no fruits, no grains. It's protein, fats, very low carb. So let's say you did your resting basal metabolic rate and it was 1700 for your resting rate. How would you lose fat? Well, 500 calories deficit to lose fat to create that energy deficit. So now you'd have a 1,200 calorie base to work with. The cage rattler is 20% carbohydrates, 30% protein, 50% fat. So with 1,200 calories, you'd have 60 grams of carbs. You'd have 90 grams of protein and 67 grams of fat dispersed between three meals. That's how you dial in a diet, right? Because you've got to understand, you've got to take those macros into account. Now, the purpose of the cage rattler, number two, is the purpose is to reset adrenal function. So eating in a time-restricted window manages the insulin hormone, which manages the stress response, which manages the adrenals, which allows the body to reset. Number three, exercise in the cage rattler, only walking for the first 30 days. The duration of this, only walking because your body's already stressed out. I'll talk about exercise here in a minute. I'm going to get deeper into it next week, but it doesn't make sense to exercise if you're stressed out. It just doesn't make sense. And number five, the duration of this reset is 30 to 60 days. In this reset, number five, you have one cheat meal. That cheat meal needs to be high in carbohydrates. I'll talk about that at the end of the, at the end why. And number six, you need to drink water, 3 to 4 liters of water a day. That's the cage rattler reset. Did I miss anything, David? I know I'm giving an overview, but...
Yeah, okay. No, I think that hit right on the money.
Okay, so in blood work on the cage rattler, we will see sometimes hormone imbalances. We will see, like we had one the other day, right? A woman, and we could see very low cortisol where she was in adrenal fatigue, and we could see how that was affecting her progesterone, her E2 progesterone balance, which is causing anxiety, which causes pain. We could just see low DHEA, low vitamin D. It was like, wow, it just was exactly what we just talked about. So the blood work will reveal this. But also, listen, if you can't get the blood work, you can do the wellness survey. And I'll have David talk about the wellness survey at the end and how you can do that. Because our survey is probably 85% accurate if we had to really look at our numbers, maybe even a little bit better. But it'll tell us a lot because you're subjective of how you're feeling. We've been doing this so long that we kind of can hear it. You know, obviously, it's still subjective. It's not objective like using labs. So let's talk about the second stress responder, the stress belly. Now, the main issue with the stress belly, this responder is liver function. The stress belly will have issues if they take in too much fat in the diet. The stress belly will usually hold the excess weight in the middle. Beer belly, right? Think about that. It's a stress belly. But again, this is not always the case. If someone has an APOE4 gene, they are a stress belly. And their diet has to be very specific. The stress belly responder usually suffers from indigestion, burping. They have trouble with digesting. They also will be very crabby in the morning before they eat something. The mood swings actually come from a sugar imbalance, as it's the liver that regulates the sugar in the body. And when this regulation is off, the brain doesn't get the sugar it needs, you're going to be very crabby, short-tempered. The stress belly also can suffer from bloating, even after they eat, but bloating, even pitting edema, where you have swelling and you push it and it stays, you can see the fingerprint in it, that's pitting edema. This stress belly will have brain fog, memory issues, poor sleep. It's all part of this responder in the liver not working at full capacity. In the blood work, we will see changes in the liver enzymes, elevated triglycerides, also some renal and kidney issues we will see also. We also can see an imbalance in the electrolytes sometimes. So those are the things we see. Now, the reset guidelines for the stress belly. As with the cage rattler, a time-restricted window. Again, a six-hour window. The reason is to allow the digestive system to reset and healing the liver. Now, this diet for the stress belly is very specific. It's a low-fat diet. There is no meat, fish, seafood, whole eggs, no grains. Proteins come from plant sources. They can come from egg whites. Fats can come from raw nuts, avocado. Carbohydrates in this one, fruit, will be a part of this one. Beans, legumes, lentils, and veggies. So in this particular reset, let's say the BMR again is 1700. We take a 500 calorie deficit working with 1200 calories. Again, by the way, that's just a number off the top of my head. That's nothing, you guys. So the stress belly is 50% carbohydrates, 30% protein, 20% fat. So in this case, the carbohydrates would be 150 grams split over three meals, protein 90 grams split over three meals, and fat would be 26 grams. You can see the difference in this. Now, very important, the stress belly will actually have to cut back on water. They have to drink less water in the reset. And I only usually want them to drink 1 to 2 liters of water. The liver can cause issues of water leakage, believe it or not. We have to cut back a little bit to rebalance the body. It's called ascites. And that's why they get swelling. That's why they get bloated and everything else. It's the opposite of what you would think, right? So that's the third thing. The fourth thing in a stress belly is exercise. Again, is very light. Walking. You're not pounding iron while you're doing the reset. And they also get one cheat meal a week. I want it high in carbohydrates, but they gotta follow the guidelines. They can't deviate off the protein. It's not a free-for-all, right? You've got to follow the guidelines still, you know, with this one. So do you have any questions? This one is, again, it's usually 30 days we get a huge reset on this. And sometimes they have to do a double reset. Let's say it's 30 days stress belly, and then they have to go 30 days cage rattler. Sometimes. It's not always that way. We've seen literally blood tests reverse themselves in less than 4 weeks. So, I mean, really seen blood tests change over on this. Now, the stress belly is interesting. I had a client, and he actually did an interview, that somebody who suffered from swelling joints and pain for 10 years. And I discovered when I was testing him, after they had run him through years and years of testing, they told him he had rheumatoid arthritis. Yet the test for rheumatoid arthritis was negative. So I didn't understand why they were telling him that. And then when I saw he had elevated iron, and then he had hemochromatosis, where the iron was building up in the liver. In a matter of the stress belly reset, 10 years of pain was disappeared. And he controls it through his diet and everything else. That's how powerful it is when you get the body to work properly. Anything you want to add on that one, David?
No, I think that's the importance of knowing how your body functions. So many people just look online and say, this worked for them. Well, I'm going to give it a shot. You may have something that you saw work.
Yes.
But chances are, that's slim. That's like 1 in 1 million chance that
the awareness. The right
diet for you.
Awareness factor, sure. Yeah. Now, the third stress responder is the hormone trap. The hormone trap stress responder, the main issue is an imbalance causing the body not to use fat as fuel. The hormone trap may have sugar issues, may have insulin resistance. They can even have polycystic ovary syndrome, type 2 diabetes. They may actually even have a hormone imbalance. Yet, their stress response and adrenal function will be good. This responder has trouble losing weight. They eat less, they don't lose weight. Their sleep might be off. They are not recuperating, so they feel tired. And they will actually go to their doctor and be told, hey, you're fine. Yet they're like 50 pounds overweight. But you're fine because they can't find anything. The hormone trap, when heavy, when they're in a heavy state, will store fat all over their body. When not overweight, they will look drawn and flabby. Because they are not using fat for fuel, they will burn muscle. So they will be told they have a slow metabolism. The hormone trap many times has that low T3 syndrome. The hormone trap can have thyroid issues. They can have that low T3 syndrome. But the main issue with the hormone trap are two hormones, the leptin hormone and the ghrelin hormone. The leptin hormone is the hormone to regulate hunger and signal the body to burn fat. It comes from your fat cells. And it gives the signal to burn fat as fuel. It acts to alter energy expenditure. While the ghrelin hormone, also referred to as the hunger hormone, when ghrelin's in balance, do you actually realize that you might not be hungry in the morning and then all of a sudden you're starving at night? Or you may be hungry all the time and even after you eat, you're still hungry. So this drives behavior to overfeed. Now the hormone trap reset must cut sugar and carbohydrates. And they have to, and everybody should get away from high fructose corn syrup because that's actually what impairs the ghrelin hormone. Also, this reset, they must eat small amounts of protein every meal. It's very important, especially at breakfast, because this will rebalance the ghrelin hormone. So this is a different reset. They need to eat 5 small meals a day. 20% carbs, 30% protein, 50% fat. That protein needs to be distributed in all 5 meals. So they have the same macros as a cage rattler, but it's spread out through the day to re-signal the body. So you would divide your day if you were doing what we talked about, 1700 BMR minus 500 deficit, 1200 calories working. You'd have 300 calorie meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then 2 snacks of 100 calories each is the way I would do it. And that protein should be a protein snack. It could be a cheese stick, right? But the macros for the hormone trap is ideally 20% carbs, which would be 60 grams of carbs during the reset, 40% protein, 120 grams. That's 24 a meal, and 40% fat, 53 grams of fat. So that's a whole different reset, right? Even though the macros are the same. People don't understand. The timing of eating matters also. We're looking to get the body to reset stasis, which is communication. Mm-hmm. So anything you want to add to that one, David?
No, I think just don't make it complicated. The body is complicated, but when you do what it needs and you give it what it wants, it becomes very simple.
So let's talk, great lead in. Let's talk about the practices. The practices that you must become skills, which we'll talk about next week, is number one is diet. And it begins with a reset, or maybe you don't want to do a reset. Maybe you're not ready to do the reset. So what would you do? You put yourself in a time restricted window. Now you see, it might not be perfect for you, but I'm going to tell you this. A true diet, first of all, is not a diet, and real weight loss comes first from the mind, then the body. So if you're going to focus on the mind and you're just going to put the body in a window, hey, I have very successful people do that, and then they move into their true diet, which is not a diet, right? But number one is you got to do something with the diet. Number two, water, 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 water. I'm just going to tell you, you can have the perfect diet, perfect exercise. If you're dehydrated, your nervous system will stay in the alarm system. What does that mean? The body is stressed out, which means if you have any stress in your life, any expectations not met, any conflicts, you're not getting out of the conflict because the body's in a conflict. You understand? So water, you got to set the day with the making sure you got your water and close the day that you drank all your water. Number three is exercise. Practices must be in movement. Aerobic, fat burning. It must be, exercise must be built in muscle management. Measuring exercise is essential. Remember this, exercise is stress. If not measured, one actually may be locking the body in the alarm system. This will decrease muscle, which decreases energy expenditure. Or you may not be stressing the body hard enough to strengthen it and get results. The human body was made to work, to lift, to climb, to pull, to move. If you think a little stroll 30 minutes while walking the dog and you're posting on your Facebook while you're walking the dog will lead to long-term health, it won't. The body needs to be stressed and then given what it requires to repair. The body needs to move in a heart rate that signals let's burn fat. Next week in part three of Real Weight Loss, the skills, I will get deep, deep into exercise. And I will make my pitch for everybody, David, for weight training. It will also discuss zones for fat burning and what is called HIIT training, high intensity interval training. So that's number three of a practice. Number four, refeed practice. As we age, the adiponectin hormone diminishes and our body will begin having issues with carbohydrate metabolism. Our bodies need to consume protein so it can repair and recuperate. Our body needs proper fats to balance the inflammation process, but it actually doesn't need to consume carbohydrates. The body could take your protein. That's why you got to spread your protein out and turn the protein into sugar. It could take protein and muscle amino acids and turn them into sugar. So it can use that, you can do sugar for the brain. The body has to maintain homeostasis. So if our calories are too low, the body will not burn fat. It won't. Why? Because the body's signal is it won't survive famine. So the body will not burn fat, which is its emergency fuel. It'll burn muscle. So the refeed cheat day has been a staple in my lifestyle for 40 years. I do not count calories on that day. Now, the key is to take in carbohydrates. You want to raise glycogen stores. Because we're eating less carbs throughout the week, we want to increase the carbohydrate stores that day. Now, how do you know if it's working? You'll actually begin to sweat, especially at night. I actually break a sweat and my metabolism starts. When you go to sleep and you're starting to break a sweat, it's a sure sign your metabolism has received a kick in the ass. So in the beginning, especially during the reset, you got to keep this to a meal and you have to follow the rules. And the rules, there are rules in the reset because like if you're a stress belly, you're not going to have a steak because that will screw up your reset. So last week, actually, by refeed, I ate an entire pizza by myself. I'm getting ready for a contest. And I had an entire pizza, and I sat there. Melinda didn't even help me. I ate the whole thing myself. And the final practice that we have, I don't see you, David, so I'm going to finish this and I'll let you in here. The final practice that we must have, and it is the absolute key to losing weight. This is the key. It's the absolute key to losing weight and gaining optimal health. And it is your personal development, the Green Focus Power Hour. It's learning to set and close the day. It's all about changing the mind. The Green Focus Power Hour, where you read, journal, affirmations, visualizations, meditation, and exercise. This is what changes the mind, changes the body. So like I said, if you're not ready to go into your true diet, put yourself in a window and focus on this. It will change your life. So a quick review. Awareness practices are 1, diet, 2, water, 3, exercise, 4 is refeed, and 5 is Green Focus Power Hour. I put that down. I guess it's personal development, but there's a purpose for the Green Focus Power Hour, and I'll talk about that next week. So next week will be part 3, and we'll discuss lifestyle and skills. I'll get a little bit deeper into what the lifestyle diet looks like and a lot more on exercise. David.
You covered a lot of points that I've actually had conversations with a lot of people this week alone. And it shows you how misunderstood this can be if you don't understand it. Because I honestly believe that the people who are doing this and the people who are working out and people who are, you know, trying to make a difference honestly do it with great intentions, but fall short because they have no idea what's right for them. And what's right for me being 300 pounds and somebody who's 110 pounds trying to do the same thing as me, it's not going to work out diet-wise, not going to work out exercise-wise, and that goes vice versa. If somebody's 80 years old, my workout is definitely not going to be the same. So it's all about finding what's right for you, but you need to understand your body first and foremost. And if you really listen to this episode and really go through, you will have a great understanding. For those of you that are in the community that have not done it yet, we do have the wellness survey that is in the community. All you have to do is go into either resources in the courses or in Alpha Class. You'll see under where it says health, you click the wellness survey, you fill it out, and one of the coaches will give you back your results. This will let you know what your stress responder is, along with the information that you need in order to properly reset and put you on the right diet. I think that's one of the best things. We'll let you know what exercises you should do, what you should stay away from, and we're also gonna guide you. So just go to courses, either click resources and click wellness survey, or go to Alpha Class and click health and click on the wellness survey. It's very simple, take you less than 10 minutes, but it could literally change your life.
Excellent. So next week I'll get into skills. I'll talk about supplements. I'll get really deep into exercise. I'll teach you guys how to calculate your zones. I'll teach you how to kind of set the lifestyle. That's what the skills is about, is to set the lifestyle. And so when this program releases, it's going to release, you know, probably at the end of the year. But there are people that were, if they want to get into the beta test, we're doing beta testing groups. But if you're an individual, email us and we will, if we have a kit that we can put you in, as long as you're willing to give us the feedback, you may fit that criteria. That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. You can join us on this by simply like, share, and subscribe. Links are right below the show. As always, until next time, stay inspired.